720 WGN. It is 6:38. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Lisa Dent in for John Hansen, but there's someone to my right that you might be familiar with. And that is Dan from Innovation DuPage. And our other guests are Eileen Kelly. She's the director of the Business Development Center in DuPage County. And Kevin Flowers. He was referred to us by the Business Development Center and is a graduate of Innovation DuPage's Owner to CEO Business Accelerator Program. Dan, you're a pro at this. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Lisa. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I think many people who listen to the show are probably familiar with what you do, but why don't you fill anyone in who's not familiar?
Yeah, so we're a business incubator and accelerator. So we basically exist to help entrepreneurs grow and to help small businesses get to the next level. And we do that by kind of creating a community around the needs of entrepreneurs and small businesses and connecting them to resources.
That's Dan Ficini. He's Managing Director of Innovation DuPage. So anyone in DuPage County?
Anyone, anywhere. We have some of our clients are out of state. Some of them are in the city of Chicago. Some of them are in neighboring counties. So we kind of, the joke is there's no electric fence around DuPage County in order to get our services.
Right. And you offer a variety of services. So for someone thinking, okay, well, maybe this is something I need, tell everybody the different levels where they can get involved with Innovation DuPage.
Yeah. So if you're a budding entrepreneur and you come to us, we might connect you right away to help you flesh out your idea or to connect you with resources to build your business plan. And then once you really have your business plan and you need a place to live, you come down to Innovation DuPage and you can join this community of entrepreneurs and kind of work alongside other entrepreneurs. Sometimes being an entrepreneur is a lonely journey. So you have other people to bounce ideas off of and work alongside of.
Yeah.
And then our Business Accelerator program is a 10-week mini MBA. It's two nights a week, and Kevin's a graduate of that program. And we'll do everything to help you from kind of transition you from thinking like an owner to an actual CEO of your company.
Right. And I think a lot of people feel like they have to hire business consultants and bring in people who might not be familiar with the area that they're working in. Because do you deal with mm-hmm. a lot of local entrepreneurs or these people who have international ideas? And
Some do have very big ideas. I mean, we have an entrepreneur who has technology coming out of Argonne National Labs. Uh-huh. We have another one coming out of Fermilab. So those are the two national labs we have right in DuPage County, which is the only county in the country that has two national labs. So we've had people come in and just sit there and program all day. So computer programmers, some people are working on very sophisticated technology. But then on the other side, we have the local wine bar, Bubbly Side of Life in Downers Grove, just opened their doors. And they're one of our members. Gray Matters Games, who's been on the show before, they're one of our members too. So Gindo's Hot Sauce. So a lot of Brew Point Coffee, Badge Brew Coffee. There's a lot of different regular Main Street companies that come to us to access resources as well.
That's really amazing. And I think whenever you have all those creative minds and those business minds under the same roof, even if they don't interact on a daily basis, just being around someone to bounce ideas off or pick up ideas from certainly impacts what you can create in your own business.
Yeah, and they find different ways to connect with each other and say, hey, you know, I need advice on this. Well, I need advice on that. And they, you know, a lot of our entrepreneurs, we try to convene them and get together so they have the conversations and find ways to collaborate together.
So if people are listening, they're like, okay, I think this is what I want. How do they reach out? How do they find you? How do they get involved?
Yeah, innovationdupage.org. There's a contact us box. You click that and figure out what you want to do. I mean, if you're an existing small business, you might want to sign up for one of our programs, the Owner CEO program. If you are an entrepreneur, you might want to become a member and know more about our different levels of membership. We'll send an email to you right away, schedule a meeting, and get you kind of oriented to what ID is all about.
Let's talk to Eileen, because you have a great partnership with Eileen Kelly. She's the Director of Business Development Center in DuPage County. Eileen, welcome to the show. We appreciate you being here. Tell me about your relationship with Innovation DuPage.
Thank you, Lisa, and thank you for having us. I'm with the Business Development Center at the College of DuPage, and we work with three programs, the Small Business Development, International Trade, and the APEX Accelerator. APEX being focused on expanding our clients' base of customers into the government contracting at the federal, state, and local levels. Our clients have been in business some 2 to 5 years, some as long as 40 years, but we're always making sure they have a strong foundation, and where we can get that, especially with our little less mature clients, is working with Innovation DuPage. We want to take them out of the position of being in the operation itself so that they can level up and become CEOs and learn how to, you know, disseminate their information, get it out there, and then also to delegate and grow their workforce. So Innovation DuPage has been a great partner so that our clientele can really work very closely with looking futuristically in the growth of their business as opposed to just being hunkered into the day-to-day.
And you are a wealth of information when it comes to government contracts, not just what's happening now, but what's happening maybe 5 or 6 or 10 years from now. We'll talk more about that next in an event that you've got coming up next week. It's Innovation DuPage here with us in studio. We'll come back. We'll also meet Kevin Flowers. He has something to say about both of those entities. I think he's benefited from them. This is 720 WGN. It is 6:48. Thank you for you're driving home. You're joining us. We really appreciate it. I'm Lisa, filling in for John Hansen on Your Money Matters. And maybe you've heard Dan Ficini on before. He is the director of Innovation DuPage. And guests in the studio are Eileen Kelly, the director of Business Development Center in DuPage County, and Kevin Flowers. He was referred to us by Business Development Center and is a graduate of Innovation DuPage, owner to CEO Business Accelerator Program. You started to mention that, Dan. So before we get Kevin on, tell everybody what that is again.
So for small businesses that have been in existence for 2 years, have 2 employees and $200,000 in sales, we will take them through a 10-week mini MBA program. It's 2 nights a week, and we look for that commitment from those companies. And we'll go over a whole series of things: leadership, communications, marketing, brand, HR. And we put them through the program so they learn best practices and figure out how to grow.
And did you grow, Kevin?
I absolutely did, Lisa.
That's what I hear. We talked on the phone earlier this week, and you have a myriad of products that you offer. It sounded not just like locally, nationally, internationally as well, or?
Not internationally as of yet, but I sell to state, local, municipal, and federal governments.
And what types of products?
All kinds. For example, we provided trauma kits and police supplies to the state of Illinois, state police. We've provided servers to the VA, some services, for example, janitorial services to Sandwich Police Department in Sandwich, Illinois, and concessions and vending to Oak Brook Park District and Glendale Park District.
And through the owner to CEO program, you were telling me that you learned to step back and put other people in charge, which is hard when you're the person that gave birth to a company.
It is. It requires a lot of discipline to be able to step back. That's probably the hardest thing. And I've learned to outsource something that I probably could do myself or figure out. It's easier to pay somebody who that's their specialty so that I can have my time back. One of the things the program taught me was to work in the business and not on it.
And Eileen,
work
you know,
on it and not in it.
Sorry. You know all about that, right? That's part of your guidance as well.
Absolutely. We want our clients to come out of the day-to-day operation and really start leveling up and start thinking about forecasting where the business will be in 3 to 5 years, looking at government and sales, and even on the commercial side, what are the plans that are out in place, and get in front of it. Start building the relationships in advance so that you're thinking forward while your staffing and team are working and managing the day-to-day operation.
Right, because you've got to get out of the day-to-day to think bigger.
Exactly.
And that's what you did, right, Kevin?
Absolutely. You can't do strategic thinking. You can't form strategic partnerships if you're constantly doing the work. And that was probably the biggest lesson from the cohort.
And Dan, how many people participate in the Owner to CEO Business Accelerator Program at Innovation DuPage?
We have at least 30 participants over the course of the year. We do three cohorts a year right now. There's one going on as we speak, focused on the construction industry, and we partner with HACEA on that, the Hispanic American Construction Industry Association. But we have another one coming up soon, so small businesses who are interested can sign up. Right now, the application's open. And that starts April 15th. So it'll be a 10-week course starting from there.
And do you have to, you don't have to be a big business, right? Can you be someone that's just getting your business off the ground? Or?
Well, if you're just getting your business off the ground, you're probably better for business incubation and coming and becoming a member. For the Owner to CEO program, we're looking for at least 2 years of experience and 200,000 in sales.
Okay. InnovationDuPage.org.
Yes.
Correct. And you've got an event coming up that you wanted to talk about, Eileen. Tell everybody about this coming up next week.
Absolutely, and thank you. It's the second annual Government Contracting Summit, and it will be held in Forest Park. And it's just wonderful because what we're able to do is bring the procurement teams across all of the municipalities, federal, state, and local, come together, and they meet with our small business owners. We can do one-on-one matchmaking. They kind of give us a little bit of a tester what their budgeting and purchasing will be for an over course of 1 to 2 years, so we can make sure those proper vendors are in the room. We have them prepared. They're prepared to talk to the procurement people, so when those solicitations and opportunities come out, they have a relationship. They can continue building from there. So with this summit, it really is an opportunity to meet one-on-one, face-to-face, so that your application takes on a more than a two-by-two life cycle. It really becomes more of a relationship that's continuously to grow. So our annual event is in Forest Park, and it's going to be held at 7600 Roosevelt Road. And that's where we have one of our centers, the SBDC Apex and International Trade is at that location. We're anticipating, last year we had over 80 government entities represented, over 400 participants in one day. This year we broke it up into two stages because it was a lot to put in one day. Plus we do continue training. So we always make sure that our clients have the newest, greatest, and latest information.
And the matchmaking is important because nobody's wasting any time. You are working with the people that you hope to gain a contract from, and they're not wasting time with someone who can't provide the services that they choose, correct?
Exactly. We make sure in advance that they know what agencies are there. They've given their kind of wish list of what they're looking for. So if you sell, you know, salad dressing, and I'm looking to buy a missile head, you're not talking to me.
Right.
So we
right.
want to make sure the match is clean and that we well prepare our clients, and we work with them for weeks in advance to make sure that they're putting their best foot in front of a procurement officer.
And Kevin, have you participated in something like that?
Yes, I was there last year. I went through as many of the breakout sessions as I could. I shook as many hands and passed as many business cards and tried to make lasting connections.
That's wonderful. And Dan, you've seen the success of this.
Yeah, I participated last year at the session. I was one of the presenters, really talking about how do you get your first customer so that you can be on the road to doing government contracting.
And are you worried about government contracts these days and how, you know, the availability of them, Eileen, or are things pretty solid because they're working so far out?
They're working far enough ahead. We are keeping on our eye on the present. But one of the things we keep our clients with is balance. Even though my focus is government contracting, we make sure that they also have a balance between commercial business as well, that they keep that strength. That's what Innovation DuPage brings to the table. Our Small Business Development Center brings that to the table. And we also have the International Trade Group. So whatever is happening here, they're also able to export their services and their products, and we have a team that works country to country so that they can keep ahead of tariffs and things of that nature, so we can place our clients' products in the best possible place.
And the government's still running and always will be, and products are needed, everything from toilet paper to chairs to whatever is needed, correct?
Absolutely, absolutely. So again, the balance is always making sure the clients recognize that they need to diversify, that they need to always be thinking ahead, and with that there are levels of success. One of the key areas that we always say is understand your mission, because as one of my colleagues says, mission capable is king.
And Kevin, what would you say to business owners who haven't taken the jump and been a part of this like you have about the difference it's made in your business and your life?
I don't know that I would actually still be in business. They say that most businesses don't make it to 5 years. There's a reason for that. If you don't have the good foundation, you can't build a house on sand, you just don't survive. You need to be able to look at financial statements to understand them. You need to be able to put together business plans. You need to be able to strategize. And those are things that I got from the owner, the CEO. The name, when I first heard it, I didn't quite understand it, but it makes perfect sense to me. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of business owners, but they aren't necessarily CEOs. A CEO thinks very differently than the mom and pop shop.
So. And that's what's important, right, Dan?
Yeah, we try to help our companies grow. So
excellent. Go to innovationdupage.org. And yep. For the owner to CEO business accelerator, $200,000 in sales and at least in business for 2 years.
Yep.
All right. Thank you all for joining us. We really appreciate it. That's Kevin Flowers. He is a part of the testimony that you just heard. Eileen Kelly, the director of the Business Development Center in DuPage County, and Dan Ficini, who is the managing director of Innovation DuPage.